Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and Friends. He says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. So I'm here in LA tonight. What is today? The 27th of January. Time is an illusion in my book. Speaking of books, I have a great author here tonight. G. Brian Bentz is going to join us, and we'll talk in just a moment about his life and what he's doing and what he's bringing to the table and what he's bringing to you, to your life. And he's going to inspire you and give you some ideas to help you soar. You know, his mission is to wake up the world with conscious, thought-provoking media that inspires. And that's what Max and Friends does, so I'm glad to have him here tonight. We'll pull up his mic in just a moment. But until then, what's up with you all? Tweet me at Max Tucci. Let me know what's going on in your life. So listen, I was going down the street today and on Laurel Canyon, and there's a wonderful place called the Laurel Canyon News. It's like one of the last standing news stores, magazine racks that Los Angeles has. It's amazing. And you all know Fatu, the girl I discovered. Well, she's on the cover of Numero magazine, so I picked that up. And then she's in Vogue January issue, British Vogue, so I picked that up. And then she's in Italian Vogue, which month? January. So the fact that like I can go to a local newspaper stand and get magazines from Italy, France, UK, I'm like, thank you. You know, like there's something really beautiful about holding a magazine and feeling it. You start experiencing the pages rather than you holding the cell phone. I think in reality, the cell phones are holding us these days. So let's shift that paradigm and get into like getting in contact with what motivates us, what inspires us, and what we feel good with. You know, like that could be a book. I'm holding one right now and I'm going to look forward to reading to it. It's called Habits for Success. Inspired ideas to help you soar. The author is G. Brian Benson. We're going to talk tonight here on Max and Friends. He's a 5-time number one best-selling and multiple award-winning author, a TEDx speaker, a life coach, an actor, a 4-time Ironman, cross-country bicyclist, radio personality, and someone that believes in you. So tonight, we're just hanging out here, conscious conversation on Max and Friends. And I'm loving being in LA. I love that I'm able to come to the studio and hang out and be with you here. I was just on Question Reality Show about 2 hours ago, and we had an awesome interview with Priscilla, and it was so much fun. So thank you for everyone who tuned in, and now you're joining us here. I appreciate you for being here and for tuning into Max and Friends. I have to say happy birthday to Jessica Bunovac, you know, the host of Polish Woman here on LA Talk Radio. Last night was her birthday, and we were at Nobu in Malibu. And then I got home at like 11:30, and then Jess calls me. She's like, after party at my house, and she's in Calabasas. I got home, needless to say, at about 4 o'clock this morning. But because we were celebrating love and life, I am like ready to soar. Speaking of soaring, that's what my author is going to talk about tonight here on Max and Friends. But Jess has a great show called The Polished Woman, and it's every Monday. It's a live stream camera show. I know you've been asking me all to do a camera show. I love you all. But here's what I know. At my point in life right now, I love being behind the mic, behind the camera. And why I say that is because it's 8 o'clock at night here on the West Coast, and it would be like 11 o'clock on the East Coast. And I'm not always in the studio, so I'm not always prepared to be on camera. But I thank you for tweeting me and asking me why you don't see me. So that's one of the reasons why. But please, speaking of seeing, tune into Jess's show every Monday at 1 o'clock on LA Talk Radio live stream. It is so inspiring. We just did a 2-part series on Friday. She pre-recorded a show. She has 5 friends here from Philippines. And let me tell you, each one of these women's story was dynamic. They will inspire you. They will not only grab your heart, they'll hug your heart, they'll hug you. They will just make you realize that life, no matter what we're going through, is a beautiful thing. And that the key is we are going through it. So you'll want to tune into that show. That doesn't air until February. Jess will be here to promote that show. But I love Jess. I love everything she does. So I want to talk about her here on Max and Friends. We're also going to talk about failure, because I believe that there's no experience ever wasted, and failure will just motivate you and kick you really good right in the ass to succeed. You just have to wake up, and if you want to be somebody and if you want to go somewhere, you need to wake up and pay attention, or just like shift the paradigm. You remember what lyric that was from? That was from that old Whoopi Goldberg, Sister Act 2. If you want to be somebody and if you want to go somewhere, you better wake up and pay attention. Speaking of Whoopi Goldberg, that's, she's my buddy, and they just threw a wedding for their French bulldog. So if you're interested in seeing more about that, go check it out on Whoopi's Instagram page. So I know I'm going to give you all a little shout out right now, because we talked about it earlier in some other shows. So hey to all of you tuning in. Acrylica, thank you for joining us. And Susan Backer, how you doing, Susan? Oh, Susan, you're in Pennsylvania. Well, I hope you're staying warm in Pennsylvania, because I heard it is super cold in Pennsylvania right now. So we're sending you. Well, you know what? To tell you the truth, it's actually, I'm not going to get into weather, because that means we have nothing else to talk about. But I send you the warmth from LA, because the sun was shining today. But tonight we're going to talk about some things like trusting your intuition, vulnerability, self-growth process, tapping into creativity, finding one's voice. And of course, my guest, G. Brian Benson's new book, Habits for Success, Inspired Ideas to Help You Soar. And if you want to follow him, you can go right now to Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google+, website, gbrianbenson.com, and G. Brian Benson on Instagram, G. Brian Benson Media on Facebook, G. Brian Benson on Twitter, G. Brian Benson on YouTube. Listen, cover everything. You know what I'm saying? Cover everything. Speaking of covering everything, there's a great song that we're going to play tonight from one of my buddies, Ash Ruiz. Y'all remember Ash Ruiz? He was from the group Menudo back in the day. And so we're going to play some music from Ash, Most Beautiful Light, which is one of my favorite songs we play here. And I love Les Nubians. I have them on my deck tonight. So Les Nubians, we're going to play some Les Nubians. And if we have time, maybe we'll play some Lead Me to the Water and some, oh, y'all remember Sabrina Johnson? Peace. That's a great song. It's a long one, but we'll figure it out. So right now, let's just sit back, relax, enjoy the show. Tweet me at Max Tucci. Let me know what's going on. If you have any questions, let us know. I would open up the studio lines, but I am too into this conversation tonight to have calls be calling. And, I appreciate you all. So just hit us up on Twitter. That's an easier way to communicate, because I know what happens with my callers. Sometimes you get on air and all of a sudden we got to hear your whole life story. And as much as I want to hear it, I'm only here till 9 o'clock, so we don't have time. But a lot going on in this world right now. But where we are right now is exactly where we're supposed to be. And that's on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. And right now, Ashru is Most Beautiful Light. Stay tuned. Right back. All right. I guess we're still here, because what I know is that this is whatever. It happens. Hey, Dina, when you get a chance, can you come to the studio? Because I can't get this song to play up. That was a really smooth intro, too, wasn't it? It was really good. And so we'll just recover from where we left off. So Most Beautiful Light is one of my favorite songs. Like I was saying, it's from Asher. It was from Menudo. He was just on tour with them all over South America doing his thing. And now he's in South Florida. He's available to help you. He's a liberation coach, which I love the conversation of being a liberation coach. I think it's some groovy words. But you know what? Let's go into Dina. Just walked into the studio. Hey, Dina. For some reason, I'm trying to play Most Beautiful Light, and it's not hooking up. So, you're going to save me right here in this minute. We click on it, and it just sits there and looks at me like, how you doing? And I'm like, I'm fine, but clearly you're not playing. So how you doing, Dina? You don't want to say hi. Let me tell you. Dina, play it all. A Most Beautiful Light. Most Beautiful Light. So Dina, 10 years, I'm going to be here 11 years, and the woman standing to the right of me right now is the heart and soul of LA Talk Radio. Right now, Ashru is Most Beautiful Light.
Smile as bright as the sun. another tree. But you know, think I come here, kiss me, and whisper the secrets of the universe, so I can scribble down and say to me my man first. But I will read you back your brilliance like some poetry. You are my mind and happiness, come near me. And all I want,
this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Ashru. Is the song is one of my favorites, The Most Beautiful Light, because that's what we all are. Collectively and together we rise. So welcome back to the show. We're going to get into a fun show tonight. And before I bring my guest on, there is a really great video that I watched right before the show. And it goes a little something like this. A Minute of Failure with G. Brian Benson. Stay tuned.
A minute of failure can lead one to grow, or tumble and stumble to the depths far below. The decision is yours, what to do when you fall, to pack up and quit, or stand firm and tall. Everyone fails, it's natural and true. It's part of the process to grow and become new. So pick yourself up and give try again. If you find yourself failing, it's a fleeting trend. Don't give in to failure, or you will never be set free. It's for those who don't believe and lack vision to truly see. Keep standing each time you fall down. your true nature will emerge, your spirit unbound.
And welcome now to the show, my guest, G. Brian Benson. Welcome to Max and Friends.
Thank you, Max. Wow, what an introduction. That was crazy.
I'm glad that you're here. Myself.
Yeah, thank you. It's a pleasure.
So what was your biggest failure?
Oh my gosh. You know, I don't know if I really, I mean, I really am one that doesn't really, I try not to live with regrets. And so I look at things, you know, maybe they didn't go the way I wanted them to as just learning experiences to help, you know, gain self-awareness or what have you. So, boy, I mean, I've had, you know, issues like everybody else.
How did you stand back up?
Just a belief in myself and in the path that I'm on, knowing that this is kind of, when I was three, I told my mom I was put here to inspire people. She reminded me not too long ago. And so after I left my family business 10 years ago into the unknown, I really didn't know what I was going to do with my life. But I my first book kind of accidentally came through me. And I just kept following my intuition and stepping out of my comfort zone. And just I kind of felt all along where I know everything's headed. But yet it's taken 10 years to really work on myself and strengthen my foundation and really get to that place of you know what I mean? And just just getting... making myself more complete and learning how to love and accept myself.
Yeah. Well, that's the major part.
Absolutely. That's the biggest thing that we can do for ourselves.
You know, I love that you said that. Because today I think one of my posts was that, and we'll go into it if you want to guys follow me on Instagram, you can go there. But one of my posts today was a great quote that says, when you love the way you feel, you found God. And that's actually what I believe. Like, you are the source and creator of your life. So when you did the TEDx talk, let's go back to that journey, because I've had a couple of folks on who have been on TEDx talks, and it is really an experience, and a lot of revelations happen for them. So for you, when you're on that stage and you're ready to give your speech, actually a funny thing happened. You heard a song in the car, and that must have drove the producers crazy because you wanted to add that to your speech.
You know what? I'm so glad. I mean, it was only like an extra 30 seconds, but having that experience on the way to the TEDx event, I mean, I hadn't really done much speaking up at that point. And so I was nervous. You know, I was excited, but I was a little bit, you know, obviously nervous. And so the song came on, and I think the lyrics is something like, I have nowhere to hide, but I don't think I'm scared. And it actually brought tears to my eyes because like, shit, that's me, you know, in a few minutes, in an hour. And so by sharing that story right at the start of my talk, it helped ground me and just kind of took my fear out, because I just, you know, I was able to share in a vulnerable way and just kind of, it connected me.
What does fear mean to you?
Oh boy.
Did Anka tell you this was going to be that kind of show?
Yeah. Damn it. You know, thanks a lot, Anka. Yeah, it's the last time. No, you know, fear is a lot of different things.
Yeah.
It comes in so many different packages. I mean, for me, I think if something feels exciting and scary at the same time, I know I'm on the right track.
Yeah. That's so, inspiration for me.
Well, yes. Yeah. I mean, it's like, I know I need to step into that. I mean, when my first book came out, it didn't sell a whole lot because number one, it was 10 years ago and I didn't really know how to market
anything.
And
what was the first book?
It's called Brian's List, 26 and a half easy to use ideas on how to live a fun, balanced, healthy life. And it really just kind of accidentally happened because I was at the last bit of being at the family business, and I was just feeling out of balance, and I've always tried to be the best version of myself. And I sat down one day and wrote down five things that I knew that would help keep me in balance during that period until I left. And it did help me, and my intuition was just screaming, expand the list and write a book. And so it just kind of poured through me in a couple of months. And so I self-published it, and like I said, it didn't sell a whole lot. Because number one, I didn't know how to market it. Number two, though, I was terrified to speak in public. And so I just started stepping out of my comfort zone because I knew that I was supposed to share that. I didn't know what was going to happen after that. But I signed up for a couple community college speech classes. I did Toastmasters for a year. I hired someone to co-host an internet radio show with me that had been doing that for a while. I created an interactive workshop because I thought I was being clever and didn't have to talk the whole time, but it actually worked out really well. I took an acting class. That's kind of how I accidentally got into acting too. So I just did all these things to step out of my comfort zone, and opportunities started happening. And a lot of the projects that I've done through the years were just extensions of my own self-growth process. And so it's really interesting. I really did not know any of this was inside of me mm-hmm. when I left the family business. You know, all the books that I've written, mm-hmm. the kids' books, the self-help books, mm-hmm. the acting, you name it. It's just been me moving forward toward those feelings. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and now I just happily expect the unexpected.
I love, yeah, that's beautiful. So for guests who are listening tonight, for listeners who are listening tonight, I call them, they're our co-hosts,
yeah.
our guests. They're all part, everyone's part of
Absolutely.
The show. And they're going through that too. Like, I'm in this comfort zone. I'm working for my family business. It's not who I'm born to be. What do you tell them? How do you inspire them to get up, get out, and do like what you did?
Well, for me, you know, I felt like I wasn't growing there anymore. Mm-hmm. And so that's probably the, you know, first bell that's ringing mm-hmm. in someone's head. And I also felt like I had this gift inside of me that needed to come out, although I had no idea what it was at the time and I didn't know how to release it. But, you know, looking back, I can see what mm-hmm. it was now. But I just had to honor those feelings. So, I mean, what I would tell other people is just, you know, trust the information you're receiving. Our intuition is divine. You know, mm-hmm. it's God, spirit, the universe, whatever you want to call mm-hmm. it. It's kind of our perfect,
all that is.
Yes. Yeah. It's our perfect game plan kind mm-hmm. of being sent to us. Mm-hmm. And I really feel like it's, you know, if you can really get to the point of trusting it, and it gets easier the more that you do it, if you mm-hmm. haven't really, you know, it's not a practice. But, you know, just believe that you're going to be okay and just trust.
Yeah. You know, and I always tell everyone, everything is okay. We're here right now. Where we are at this exact moment is exactly where we're yeah. supposed to be. And I think when we start complicating it is when we start thinking we're not supposed to be in that place.
Yes. And I think we also can complicate it by getting back to that place about mm-hmm. the self-acceptance and self-love. Yeah. When we're not there, we're looking outside of ourselves to fill right. those voids, and that can cause a lot of issues yeah. for us as well.
The validation. You yes. know, I remember when I went to go see that Oprah whole live tour that she did,
yeah.
and the one thing that resonated the most was, we all have the one thing in common. Do you hear me? Do you see me? And do I matter? And no matter what walk of life you're on or where you are in this life, that's really all we want to know is, do you hear me? Do you see me? And do I matter?
We all want to love and be loved.
Yeah.
You know, we all want to be validated.
Mm-hmm. It's source.
Right.
Love is source.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about the source of your book here tonight. Yeah. Habits for Success, Inspired Ideas to Help You Soar. Create your foundation of happiness, balance, and fulfillment. You can all go get it right now. Published by Mango, right?
Yep. Yeah. You can go on Amazon. Just
Amazon.
Via the link, habitsforsuccessbook.com.
How easy.
Boom.
How easy is that? You know, and look, this is a great, I love books. That's one of my things. And what I love books is I love giving books.
Yeah.
Because what you're doing is you're giving someone the opportunity to expand their consciousness. So for you, you've written so many books, from children's books to 26 and a half.
Yep.
I love the half.
Yep.
To finally Habits for Success.
Yeah.
Where were you like consciously when this book came to you?
Well, you know, I primarily wrote it last spring. Mm-hmm. You know, that's when I got the book publishing deal, and I had about 3.5 months to put it together. And I have a lot of content. I've been writing, mm-hmm. you know, quite a bit. And so, you know, it's interesting. The proposal that I sent in was a little different than how the book finished. So the book evolved as I was writing it. But mm-hmm. ultimately, it's a culmination of the last 10 years of my life of what we just talked about, you know, listening to my intuition and stepping out of my comfort zone. And another thing my mom reminded me about was, when I was really little, all I used to, the only word that I would ever say was, why? Like, why, mom? Why this? Why that? I was very inquisitive. And so I brought that inquisitive nature into my adulthood. And so these last 10 years, I've basically been kind of sitting in an observer's perch, documenting and writing about my own self-growth process. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's just...
Well, I just
all the things
up.
That worked for me, you know, and that I paid attention to, and that, you know, the habits that really helped me solidify my foundation.
Yeah. Well, I love, you see, I also believe in frequency and synchronicity yeah. and all that. So I just opened it to chapter 3. And I think this is important because the word strive for balance. Where did you find the balance to put this all together, to still do everything that you've done? You have your father as well. So how did you find the balance to do all of it and then be still present?
Well, it's a little. My son's 25 now, so he's an adult, so I don't have to do the day.
That could be even worse.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't live in L.A. But it's, you know, looking back, it's no accident that my mm-hmm. very first book was on all those different ways of staying in balance.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned early on the importance of being aware of what kept me in balance and what threw me out of balance, mm-hmm. because it's just been my rock. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That foundation of balance. So, mm-hmm. you know, balance is a moving target. It juggles depending on where we're at and what we're dealing mm-hmm. with and stuff. But ultimately, if we can just find a bit of a routine or be aware of what does keep us in flow, mm-hmm. it'll help us lead a more proactive life instead of a reactive life.
Yeah.
And so, you know, all those years of racing and triathlons too, I kind of became pretty disciplined. Mm-hmm. So luckily I had some of that in my back pocket mm-hmm. to be able to put this together.
That's great.
Makes sense. Yeah.
That makes total sense. Now, you know, for me, like I read books very my way, my aquarium.
What's that way?
I just open up to where frequency has.
You get what
and
you need.
Exactly. And like, this is the book where I'm feeling like I can do that.
Exactly.
Just we talk about intuition, I mean, earlier, and we'll talk about it more tonight on the show. My guest right now is G. Brian Benson, the book Habits for Success. You know, I love a book where you can just open up and it speaks to you. I just opened up to a great word, which is process, which you say is a continuous action operation of series of changes taking place in a definite manner. So what was the process for you to achieve where you are right now, your achievements right now? What was the process?
Just continually showing up and saying yes to opportunities, even when I was scared.
Mm-hmm. Joan Rivers always said, never say no to an opportunity.
Well, I mean, the TEDx talk, for example, I was aware of them, but I didn't mm-hmm. really plan on doing one. But somebody called me out of the blue, who I briefly met, mm-hmm. and said, I'm curating this event here mm-hmm. in Pasadena. We think you'd be a good, you know, person, mm-hmm. presenter. Would you like to do it? It was like 3 months away, and I just gulped and said yes.
Yeah,
I didn't know what I was going to talk about or anything, but you know, it just—I've always gotten what I've needed mm-hmm. to complete a job when I've said yes.
Yeah,
you know, it's that trust.
It is the trust in source.
Yeah.
Now, when we have listeners that are listening tonight, and they, you know, they say yes, but they don't follow through with the process. What encouragement do you give them to actually follow through with the yes and the process? Mm.
That's kind of a tough one, because it's really got to come from inside. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I guess make sure that you're saying yes to something that really fires you up, mm-hmm. that really, you know, that really gets you up in the morning.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times we'll say yes to maybe things just because we feel like we need to or
right.
whatever. So, you know, you got to really want it.
Period. You got to really want it. And you got to do your work. I mean, that's the reality. You have to do work.
Yeah. I mean, there's, you know, you hear it all the time, but there's not such thing as an overnight success. I mean, mm-hmm. most people, it's like a 10-year process, mm-hmm. and I'm in my 10th year, you know, and a lot of really good things are starting to finally happen. But I mean, I've done the work on me first and foremost. And mm-hmm. I, you know, I'm glad that I did, because I needed to have
learn.
That foundation and to be able to, I know I've gone through everything that pretty mm-hmm. much anybody else has gone through that I'm, you know, chatting with or coaching or what have you.
Well, and this is how just synchronicity happens. Have patience while learning.
Yes.
That's your chapter 17.
Oh, my gosh. Because you know what? It really messed me up when I, since I kind of have felt like where I know things are headed or have a mm-hmm. sense, a lot of times when I would create something, I would, you know, is this thing that's going to spring me?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it maybe helped a little bit, not in the way that I set my expectations mm-hmm. up for it. And it led me to being depressed for a while.
Mm.
And it was hard for me to kind of celebrate my wins and just the process of creating, which is magical in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was kind of a hard lesson to kind of really get. But anymore, I'm really just, you know, I just go with the flow. I just trust that what I'm doing is going to get out there when I need to. And
it all unfolds naturally.
Just enjoy the process. Yeah. Have fun. I mean,
you have to have fun.
You have to have fun.
The book, Habits for Success, my guest tonight, G. Brian Benson. I love the back of the book. Do you feel, listeners, listen up right now. Do you feel like something is holding you back from true happiness? Do you? Tweet us at Max Tucci and let us know why. And do you lack a sense of real fulfillment? What does real fulfillment mean to you, G. Brian Benson? Mm.
I think that's kind of
for you, what does it mean?
Well, for me, it's just creating and connecting mm-hmm. with people. And, you know, I don't really try to tell anybody what to do. Mm-hmm. I just want to be a living example of someone who's, you know, mm-hmm. doing what I'm doing, and just to let other people know that what they want to do matters and they can do it. You know,
they can do it.
It's all about sharing their voice.
Sharing their voice. So let's go back to like the genesis of you working in your family's business.
yeah.
Because, you know, I a similar story that I have, my family owned this restaurant, Delmonico's in New York.
Oh, wow.
And they were like totally training me to be part of
That's
that chain and
work.
Ball of the restaurant.
Oh my gosh.
And I like, then I found like a New York Times article. They were like, 7-year-old son, you know, Max Tucci is cleaning the ashtrays of Delmonico's. I'm like, of all the things in the restaurant, clean the ashtrays.
Start at the bottom.
Which was great. You know, listen, it was fun. It was fine to be in the restaurant. The best part of it all was, you know, raiding the dessert tray after and getting in trouble for it. So there were perks, you know, even as a child. But my father died when I was 8 years old. Oh. And it took a long time for me to take that fuck you and turn it into a thank you. And I realized like his death gave me my life because I didn't have to now be part of that restaurant.
Yeah.
And I was like, it dawned on me one day. I was at this ashram in Sebastian, Florida called Kashi. And I was like, oh, it totally makes sense now. Like, thank you for dying because you gave me my life. But you gave yourself your own life because you decided I'm out of here.
Yeah.
So what gave you the courage to actually leave your family business?
I had to do it. There wasn't really any, you know, luckily, thank God my dad was okay with it. You know, he just wanted me to be happy.
Well, my father, I don't think would have been.
Well, you know, I had my own self-imposed guilt because I felt like, wow, here's this great opportunity he gave me. And most guys, you give the left, you know what, to do something, you know, work at a golf center, you know, driving range, par 3 course, whatever.
How great is that?
Store. Right, yeah. It was an amazing place to grow up and work at. And then I ended up running it for 11 years. But I just had to do it.
In those process of those 11 years, was there anything specifically that you remember that was like, this is not what I was born to do?
I think early on, I kind of sensed that there was something else that I was supposed to do, and I wasn't quite sure what it was. So maybe in the back of my mind, I knew that I wasn't going to be doing it forever, but I really had no idea what that meant.
Yeah.
It was just this.
Do you know what it means now?
Underlying thing. Yeah. You know, it just, I wouldn't change a thing because I learned a lot. But you know, it's just I'm doing the right thing. I'm in alignment. I mean, I can tell it just because of all the opportunities and synchronistic events that continue to happen for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I love creativity, and I mean, I believe we're all born to create. We are all the creators of our own reality.
Yeah.
So how do our listeners tap into their creativity?
I think it really just starts with kind of, if you can slow down a little bit, that's why I think balance has been so important for me, because when I'm in balance, my intuition comes through a lot stronger.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a great place to start, you know, find the self-awareness in that department, but just really follow your heart. What you enjoy doing, what makes you perk up.
Mm-hmm. Are there any practices you do to get you into balance?
Yeah. I mean, I eat pretty healthy. That helps me. You know, when you eat crappy food, you feel like crap. And so, you know,
you are what you eat.
You are what you eat. You know, but that, you know, exercise is important for me too. Movement. I mean, I don't train like I used to, but I walk and hike a lot. Drink a lot of water. I know it sounds simple, but that helps. Yeah.
Hydration.
Meditation, you know, and there's a lot of, you don't just have to sit with your legs cross-legged and do it. You know, I like to do it that way too, but you know, go for a walk. That's a form of meditation.
Right.
You know,
I think anything you love doing is a form of meditation.
Yeah. And you know, painting or drawing, that's a form of meditation too. So, the more that you can kind of quiet your mind a little bit and really let it come through your intuition, I think that's a great place to start.
It is a great place to start. And starting in your book, Habits for Success, Inspired Ideas to Help You Soar, my guest tonight, G. Brian Benson. Glad you're all tuning in here on Max and Friends. It's That Mark. We'll be right back. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. Well, I hope you're all tuning in tonight, and if you're not, don't worry about it. If you miss any part of the show, remember you can go to latalkradio.com/max. We've got over almost 11 years of interviews, 700 plus guests, and it was fun because tonight on the show that I did, Question Reality, was like, Max Tucci, this is your life. And it was so bizarre, like hearing all these people that I've interviewed, and you met Priscilla before we went on the air, and it was like fascinating. You know, like she Googled me and I don't. And she was like, I have pages and pages and pages. And that's kind of like, you know, you now, like you're getting pages and pages and pages. But what it all means is that we're living our passion.
Yeah.
And for me, that was the reality. Like, yeah, there's pages of stuff, but it's all my passions. Everything that she's reading are things that I've accomplished. And not because like, it was just set forth and I wanted to do it.
Yes.
So for me, like, to be able to experience that, it was like almost like an out-of-body experience for a moment, like hearing someone telling you this is your life. So when I opened your book, which I love, Habits for Success, Inspired Ideas to Help You Soar, chapter 40, Be Kind.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that is one of the most important things. Oh, to just always be kind. It's really, it's not that difficult. So for you, where does kindness stem from?
Gosh, I don't know. For the most part, I'm lucky that I'm just a pretty positive, kind, optimistic person. You know, I had good models. I was lucky in that department. You know, my parents are pretty kind people, and my grandparents were. So I don't know. It's just kind of who I am.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's something that it all comes down to self-awareness. And if, you know, I have bad days too, and I'll yell at someone on the freeway or whatever, and, you know, occasionally.
That's funny, because Ellen, I just saw her comedy
routine. It's
such a
trigger for everybody.
And she was saying, she goes, you know, I kind of been labeled like, you know, be kind to one another. She goes, but if you cut me off in traffic. And I was like, that was so important for her to do that stand-up after all these years, because what it says is, like, hello, I'm human too. You know, and I think what we do is when we have like books that are giving us these this like flowering notion of self-help, right? It's like you think that there's whole garden that comes with it. And in reality, there's thorns in the garden too.
Absolutely.
And you'll step on them from time to time.
Yeah, we're having a human experience.
Right.
So, I mean, there's all kinds of parts of us that are make us up. And so
it's true. Now, in the book, you have moments of clarity. Why did you put that in your chapters? You peppered it through the book.
You know, that was actually, I'd finished the book, and that was my publisher's idea to add those three in there. And they're basically, to explain to the listeners, they're just, I forgot the headings, I apologize, but there's basically probably 10 or 12 quotes that set under a heading. So what heading are you looking at there?
We'll jump into this, and I'm going to ask you your own questions.
I don't have the book. You have the book.
I have the book. Yeah. This is fun. This is like this is like G. Brian Menson. Welcome to your life. So moments of clarity.
Yeah.
When was the last time you opened yourself up to learn something new? For you, when was your last time?
Gosh. I'm still doing it. I haven't really done a whole lot of public speaking, and I'm dipping my toes into that. I have a talk this Wednesday, and I'm going to start doing book signings. I'm going to have a book signing and a book talk up in the Bay Area next week.
Oh, tell us where.
It's called The Book Passage in Corte Madera.
Okay.
It's a really nice bookstore.
Cool.
What
day do you know?
February 7th.
February 7th.
Yeah. So that's new and exciting. I'm really looking forward to it, even though it's a little scary. And I just got hired to speak in Sweden in September.
Oh, I'm going to introduce you to someone there.
Awesome.
Do you know Gordana Biernat?
I don't.
Hashtag know the truth. She is one of my, we call her Max Motivators.
Oh, nice.
You have to meet Gordana. She's one of Oprah's Super Soul 100s.
Wow.
She is awesome. Same frequency.
Awesome.
Same frequency.
Awesome. Yeah.
Chapter 31, let go of control. How do you let go of control?
Wow. That's a great question. You know, it just, I'm trying to think of an example for myself, let go of control. You know, I'm kind of a control-based person, and there's, you know, I have all these ideas on things I want to do, and I kind of have an idea where I'm headed. So that can kind of cause problems, because I'll just keep going and going and pushing instead of, and that's when I, you know, either get sick, or most of the time I can tell when I'm going too hard because I'm not able to be creative.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the, you know, why I have to force myself to sit back almost and, you know, let things catch up. So, you know, it just falls back into that balance thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, moments of clarity.
Yeah.
Are there some areas near where you live that you can go walk? That's a beautiful thing. I think once you, that's one way of letting, you know, when you start observing nature, you realize how you're not in control anymore.
Nature.
But that's go for a walk. That wasn't part of moments of clarity.
I walk every day.
Talk about that.
Every morning.
Yeah.
It's so, yeah. I mean, here, I'm lucky I live near Griffith Park. Mm-hmm. And so it's just the perfect meditation. That's where I get all my creative ideas. I'll just start voicing like blogs into my phone as I'm walking, and I'll go home and clean it up. I mean, it's just walking is the
it's clearing
medicine.
The mind.
It is.
You know, growing up, I used to ride horses.
Oh, wow.
And my horse trainer was this Irish woman, and she used to say, get on the fucking horse. You got to clear your mind. And I was like, what does that even mean? I got to clear my mind. And I was young, like 14. And I was like, oh my God, it makes
nature
sense.
Nature is perfection.
It is.
And I can't, don't ask me to explain that, but it just is.
The simplicity of it is Alan Watts. No one tells a flower how to grow. It just knows how to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, that explains everything. And it does it effortlessly and beautifully.
It's so much more high vibrational in nature. And it just.
It's like children. There's this, it's a frequency and a vibration that is from the divine. That is just, there's like a purity to it of enjoyment.
Yeah.
So, but moments of clarity. I wanted to go back because I jumped ahead. But there was, how can you do a better job of letting go of control? So for our listeners, how can they do a better job of letting go of control? Because a lot of people, especially, you know, there's all these shows now like of letting go of control and letting go of things and whatnot. But it's how do we let go of control?
You got to start to trust the process. I mean, that's part of it. And you're putting me on the spot here a little bit. You know, I witnessed my son. He's a really talented photographer and videographer up in the Lake Tahoe area. And he's just as driven as I am in a different way. And I try to tell him some things, but he keeps running into walls and just because he's pushing too hard. I don't know. I mean, I'm not really giving you the answer that you wanted, but
that's the answer that needs to be heard.
If you keep bumping into something, pay attention to that. Right. There's a reason why.
Right. It's a whisper. First, like, you'll hit your pinky toe at first.
Yes.
Then you hit your big toe. Yes. Then you hit your knee. Then you hit eventually when you hit your head against the wall, then you awake.
Well, you know, and you get sick a lot. I mean, that's a sign right there. I mean, I know I don't get sick too often, but sometimes if I'm pushing too much and really, you know, just I'll get sick.
Yeah. And simplicity, headaches. If you have headaches, you're trying to control something.
Yeah.
I believe that's strong.
Yeah. You grind your teeth, you're trying to control something. You know,
you do. Well, one thing we can't control is time because it's an illusion. So let's play a song real quick. We'll gather our thoughts and we'll be right back. Right now, Lead Me to the Water on Max and Friends by Sharon Agati. Oh, never mind, because we got to hold the thing again. Hey, Dina, never mind. We'll cancel it out. You know what? Let's see if we can get this. You know what? Dina, I got it here. Don't worry. So, yeah, there's a great song. You know what? I want to play Lead Me to the Water, and I hope I can find it here. You know, I love being here at LA Talk Radio Studios. I'm not in the studio often, as you all know, but when I am here, stuff like this happens, and I love it. So stay tuned. Is this it?
It's just like life.
This is it. We're here. Lead Me to the Water. We'll be right back.
My soul in the water.
you're crossing down.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to the show. That was Sharon Agati, Lead Me to the Water. My guest tonight is author G. Brian Benson. Author is one of the many facets of this gentleman that's sitting in front of me tonight. He's also a five-time number one best-selling author and award-winning author and TEDx speaker, life coach, actor, four-time Ironman, cross-country bicyclist, radio personality, and someone that believes in you. Do you still do radio?
A little bit, yeah. Last year I co-hosted an internet radio show, and I'm going to be starting a podcast pretty soon too.
Oh, that's super.
So, yeah, I'm excited.
We could talk about this book all night, and your publicist is sitting here, and she's like, this is going to be, you guys could go on for hours, and I know we can, just with the flow that's happening here right now. But the illusion of time is coming to that mark where we kind of have to wrap this up.
Yeah.
But we just discovered during the song that you're in that you lived in Boulder too at one point.
Way back in 1992.
I love Boulder. Pearl Street.
Yeah.
But in 92, I mean, it's a lot different than today.
I mean, I guess it seemed pretty packed then because I know that they can't really do a lot of building and stuff.
It's even worse now. Google brought 1,100 jobs to Boulder.
Oh, my gosh.
And with 1,100 Google jobs, brought in Bentleys and Range Rovers, which is not Boulder.
Well, I bet here's what the difference is. I bet now there's really no space between Boulder and Denver. Back then, there was a little bit of space. Now it's probably all full of homes.
You still have a couple of those cow pastures, which is nice.
People who didn't sell.
You know when you're driving over into Boulder and it's just you see Boulder, it's the mountains are magical.
Oh, yeah, the Flatirons.
Oh, I love the Flatirons. And I love the mountains because, throughout whatever religion someone believes in, there's always going to the top of the mountain to, find your place. And I found my place at the top of the mountain in Boulder. Light bulb moments. Let's talk about them in your book because you give quotes in the book. And one from you is, the full measure of our personal happiness is dedicated by how much we offer ourselves in helping others. That's a great place to end this this show, this conscious conversation.
Yeah.
But what is your next step in helping others?
I think just doing kind of continuing what I'm doing, but on a bigger scale. I'm going to start speaking a lot more. Mm-hmm. I already coach. I'm gonna start doing some more group coaching. Mm-hmm. Some webinar type stuff and in person coaching.
Mm-hmm.
I have more books in me. I've got more spoken word pieces that I'm gonna put out on video. I just love to connect with people and just try to just let them know that they're enough, being who they are and with what they have to work with mm-hmm. to accomplish what they want to do. They're okay.
They're okay.
I'm just here to remind people and to. Hey, I did it too. If mm-hmm. I can do what I've done, you can do it too.
I was going to ask you, what do you want people to take with them into this week? And you just answered it effortlessly and perfectly.
Yeah.
So on that note, I thank you so much for joining here on Max and Friends.
Yeah, my pleasure.
You'll have to come back.
I'd love to.
We'll continue the conscious conversation for sure. And so tune in to Max and Friends every Sunday night. Here, I'm your host, Max Tucci. Listen, we got to wrap this show up. I love that when we finally get into the groove of the show, it's kind of been like the whole flow of the show is like oozing of perfection, of this idea of perfection. Whatever that means, I don't know why I'm using the word perfection because I think everything is always perfect because it is, because it's just what it is. And I want you to remember that, life really is perfect. I mean, it might seem like it's not, but as long as you're breathing and living and doing, there's a perfection to it that flows. And just dream big and dream bigger. And I want you all to know that no matter where you are right now is exactly where you're supposed to be. And just sit in silence for a couple of minutes and really just love on yourself. Look in the mirror and say, I love you. You know, even if you don't hear the words from others, I love you. And you know that you could always come here and hang out with me on Max and Friends every Sunday night. So until we speak again, I don't want to wrap this show. Dina, I'm totally like giving myself a couple more minutes. So I love you for being there and understanding that. Habits for Success, inspired ideas to help you soar, create your foundation and happiness, balance of and fulfillment. It's all there. You all have it in you. So create your reality and make it magical. I love you all for tuning in. Until next time, good night and good karma. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends. LA Talk.